So drawing and performance have in common that they're both activities of the body. It has to do with where a gesture begins in the body, whether it's making a mark, a drawing, or whether it's a gesture on stage. It has to say, does it come from the belly, from the pelvis, from the shoulder, from the knuckles? So there's a sense of drawing having a hidden dance inside it that the artist on the piece of paper has, and obviously with an actor it's a visible dance of their movements on stage. So they're not such different ways of thinking. And one can think of the performance as a kind of drawing in four dimensions, and the moving through time in depth and height and width. I think it's difficult to work out how political art works. There's some artists who have a very clear position and an argument and a passion of something they want to express. And that's fine, I'm not against that kind of art. Some people do it well, some people do it badly, that depends on the artist. But there's also a way in which one can look at politics as being about ambiguity, contradiction, uncertainty, and that all statements of certainty are always just statements of authority, of authoritarianism. And so I'm interested in take saying this is going to look at the world, but it's going to look at the absurd, the contradictory, the paradoxical in the world, not as a way of escaping the world, but as a way of describing what is happening in the world. Well, I think that what this exhibition does for the first time is make the argument about the theatre work and the purely visual drawings and films as having had a parallel route. It's often you have an artist who's a painter and eventually he starts making etchings, or he has a career as a painter and then he starts designing sets. These two things have always gone together from when I was at high school, from when I was at university, when I was both doing fine arts and doing theatre. And then I tried to do one or the other and that didn't work. In the end I had to understand they both continue. And that goes from the first room of the exhibition right through to the last one, which is always about somewhere inside it there's some theatre, but there are always ideas from the theatre that expand and get expressed either in a film, an etching, in things beyond simply the theatrical form. So what the exhibition does very well, I think, is show this relationship between the live performance and the studio performance.